Have your thighs ever chafed? Chafe is no joke, but thanks to Mega Babe, it's also no problem. Mega Babe's Thigh Rescue glides onto skin so that chafe is a thing of the past. Experience what 10,000 five-star reviewers rave about at megababebeauty.com.
At Arizona State University, we offer a wide variety of degree programs online to match all kinds of interests and career aspirations. Programs that are taught by the same notable faculty who teach on campus and designed using innovative technology to improve learning outcomes and equip you for post-graduation success. That's why 87% of ASU online graduates indicated they were promoted at work or received an increase in salary after earning their degree. Find your program at asuonline.asu.edu.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Today.
Big piece on RT television tonight. After the 9 o'clock news, RT Investigates is going to look into what some people call the aesthetic beauty industry. Others might call it cosmetic procedures. But how much of it is legal and how much of what is injected is safe to the users? Well, we're joined by Pamela Farher from RT Investigates, who has spent many months on this investigation. Pamela, what have you found?
Well, Matt, the programme tonight looks at the beauty industry in Ireland and how many backstreet businesses advertise deals for Botox injections, which by law should only be administered by a suitably trained doctor, dentist or registered nurse under doctor supervision. So Botox is otherwise known as botulinum toxin. It's typically used to smooth out the wrinkles in the face. And I suppose maybe many people know this, but Botox is a registered brand name. It's just that it's become so popular worldwide that it's become the colloquial term for all products containing botulinum toxin. And it is, of course, licensed for use in Ireland. The products we discovered on many of the occasions in the course of our investigation were not licensed for use here.
Originally, well, it was for palsies, wasn't it? It was designed as a medicine rather than something for facial enhancement.
Oh, absolutely. And it still is used in many medical settings today. And it's just, I suppose, like many products, it just became extremely popular then for other uses and especially in the cosmetic world.
So tell us a little bit then about how these establishments have managed to set up and have not been closed down.
Well, when you say establishments, many of these clinics are online. They're beauty businesses that are on social media and they're offering cut price deals with unlicensed products. And in one of the occasions that we show tonight, one woman is actually operating from the bedroom of her apartment. So it's not necessarily always locations. We do go to a location, a clinic in the Midlands, where there is an individual flying in from Poland for a week every month and injecting people at the clinic and flying back out again. Aftercare in that case would be by WhatsApp, and that person will come back to you if there's any problem in a month's time. In another location in Mullingar, we found that a beautician is actually selling the products, not only offering to inject botulinum toxin, but also selling a range of prescription-only medications. You can actually view all of these medicines that she is selling on Instagram. That's where we found them. And the packaging actually shows on Instagram, not for sale in the EU, medical use only. And sometimes she's actually even posting videos on how to use a prescription-only medication called hyaluronidase. And that is a medicine that will dissolve lip filler. So all of these are should not be possible for me to buy, but I bought them easily. And a colleague of mine actually went into this location, this particular location in Mullingar, posing as a hair salon owner. He said that he actually wanted to diversify into the aesthetic business as well. And she sold him 400 units of a botulinum toxin substance. But she advised him that the authorities were looking at these scenarios and that he should change the label on the bottle to fool the authorities.
And who did she suggest should administer the Botox to the person who would end up buying it for injection?
Oh, she didn't get into that. She simply asked, who is injecting? My colleague said, oh, I have a girl. She said, is she Irish? He said, yes. And she said, oh, I suppose she's not a doctor then. Okay, so what do? We change the labels.
Okay, where is this stuff coming from? Because I was under the impression Botox was manufactured in Westport and County Mayo.
Oh, yes, it is. But as I said, the products that we are looking at are not licensed and they are not sold by something.
So they're Botox substitutes, are they? So again, can you even be sure that they are up to the required medical standards, which will be applied to the manufacturing of real Botox?
No, and this is an issue that really, really did worry a lot of our experts, especially one of the pharmacists that we spoke to in the piece. So if I give you a little bit of background about how I obtained the services of a prescriber who sold me a large volume. So I became a beauty therapist called Jen, and I set up my own aesthetic beauty business. I got a certificate through an online course, which took me 20 minutes, cost just over €100. And they sent me a certificate which said I had successfully completed the course Botox. I hung that on my wall in my make-believe salon, and it was enough. That was all this prescriber needed to see to sell me sizable amounts of botulinum toxin. We encountered him on Facebook. There were other individuals in a similar situation to myself who were not trained medics, did not have the proper channels to obtain these prescription-only medications. So they reached out for a prescriber. Now, this man is also not a doctor. He's London-based, and we reached out to him, and within minutes, he was WhatsApping us a menu of prescription-only products to buy. A lot of the products were Korean, unlicensed botulinum toxin that is not licensed for use in Ireland. And he suggested the best way for me to get this was for him to post it to just over the border in Newry, and that I collect it, as there would be no problem with customs or police.
Wow. Tell me, when people go for these treatments, how much are they paying in these back market establishments to get their Botox done?
Oh, it ranges, and it is rock bottom. I mean, we've seen some instances where Botox, three areas could be €150. In the legitimate areas, you could be looking at anything between €300 and €400. So it is rock bottom. And there's always cut price deals. One of the women that we are looking at tonight, actually, she was aware that she didn't want the word Botox to be searchable. So she actually spelt it in her advertising, B*TOX. But she was offering a multitude of deals online.
Is it true that once you start on using Botox, you have to do so for the rest of your life, or else things could go badly wrong?
Well, I can't speak to that in terms of being a doctor, but we do have a number of vloggers on the programme tonight who talk about their experiences. Now, they did use reputable clinics to achieve their cosmetic outcomes, but they do say it's very tough to stop just from a psychological point of view, because as one of the contributors says, that feeling you get when you're fresh off the needle, you chase that. And as other contributors, we have some beauty experts in the piece say, women and men have been promised different outcomes from creams and potions throughout the years. And the reason that aesthetic medicine is so popular and these treatments are so popular is because it works. One trip to the aesthetic clinic and it works. It visibly works. So I don't know, in terms of, it does weaken the muscle, it temporarily paralyzes it so your skin becomes smooth and wrinkle-free. And I know that there is the concept of preventative Botox for younger people. But again, I'm not an expert. I can't say how much truth there is in that. But I do know from a psychological point of view, our vloggers have said you're chasing that feeling.
Yeah, but one of the selling points that I've heard of is that basically once you start it, there's a feeling you can't stop it, because there will be a notable deterioration in how you look if you're not taking it every 6 months or so. Which brings another issue in, the safety of it, not just the actual Botox and where it's coming from, the replacement illegally, but the actual use of injections. How much danger might there be here, and what have you heard from those who are administering as to their capability to actually do sterile injections?
Well, there's two instances we came across in the program. In the first instance, the young woman that we attended in the bedroom of her home, I brought along my fictitious son. I said he was a first-year college student, and at no point did she ask his age or take a thorough medical history or do a consultation as to his suitability. It was straight into, where can we inject? And That's concerning because there was no consultation, no background taken into what could happen. She also said that she didn't need to sterilise the area she was about to inject into, and that really did shock our experts, who just stated, of course you have to sterilise an area that you're about to inject into. And in a second instance, another individual that we were looking at, I did a, unbeknownst to her, Zoom consultation that we were recording, and I was asking her, could she inject me with botulinum toxin and what could go wrong? She said she previously had a client where the eyebrow drooped severely. So what she suggested was that, you know, she had already left the country, so she suggested that this woman use a warm towel and hold it on the area, and that she would see her in another month. Now, that shocked Dr. Jack Kelly. He's the president of the Plastic Surgeons of Ireland, and he just couldn't believe that that was the advice that somebody was giving, or that advice could be given by WhatsApp.
Extraordinary stuff. I'm looking forward to seeing it on RT Investigates this evening, 9:35 on RT1, and presumably on the player then afterwards as well.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper, weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.